under a nearly cloudless sky like the one that overlooked Manhattan on 9/11, Lexington officers file past the fallen firefighter and police officer memorials in Phoenix Park. With the flag lowered and a wreath placed between the memorials, the crowd of about 50 listens to brief remembrances of the day from FOP Lodge for President Mike Sweeney and Assistant Fire Chief Harold Hoskins.
When we come to work, you know, we don't want to forget that that's always out there. And so that's important for a day like today, which, as I said, is probably the most pivotal day of fire service history in the United States.
In the crowd are men and women in biker vests with Brothers Keepers emblazoned on the back. Troy Randall is president of the motorcycle club made up of firefighters. He says the hundreds of miles between Lexington and the sites of the attacks do little to separate those who wear the uniform.
A lot of people look at us and be like, you don't even know that guy. I'm like, yeah, I do. I know enough. You know, just by knowing that they're a firefighter, you know enough to know that you care for them and they're going to care for you. And you got their back, they're going to have your back.
John Michael Griffin.
The names of the victims of 9/11 were also read aloud in front of the main building on the UK campus, with small flags posted for each life lost. Josh James, WUKY News.